many new personalities will be walking the rounded halls of the state capitol come January 15th. Most lawmakers say they don't want to see the kind of acrimony that's so prevalent in the halls of Congress. State Senator Sue Wilson-Beffert, a five-term Republican from Sandia Park, wants the same kind of civility under a new Senate pro tempore as she says there was under Democrat Tim Jennings, who was defeated in last month's election.
I saw Senator Jennings as somebody that really made a good pro tem in my mind, and he was very fair to us in the minority party, and he also represented a big sector of our state, which is our farming and ranch and cattle and the big cheese farms and that sort of thing, and he was also a good man.
Senator Peter Wirth, a Democrat from Santa Fe entering his second term, agrees that the state Senate has worked together in the past, but he fears that the partisanship sparked by super PACs in the recent election might carry into the session.
I just think everyone has to be hyper-vigilant about being smart politically in how you vote. And sometimes there are tough decisions that you've got to make. And compromise necessarily means you're taking votes that may not be the best political vote for your district, but it's part of getting the job done.
Also in the last election, Senator Wirth says he saw the need to fix public financing laws that were tested as never before.
It is imperative that with Citizens United and the United States Supreme Court opening the door up to unlimited money, that we do everything we can to require disclosure of contributions, and the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, said we can do that. It's also imperative that we define what coordination means. We've now got independent entities that can give unlimited money, but they can't coordinate with campaigns. Our campaign law doesn't define that now. We have to get that on the books.
Senators Wirth and Wilson-Beffert disagree on the issue of undocumented immigrant licenses, which Governor Martinez has tried to stop since taking office in 2009. Wirth voted in favor of a failed compromise bill last year that would have required tighter licensing requirements and tougher penalties for violations, but would have still provided licenses. Senator Wilson-Beffert gave the compromise bill a thumbs down.
Just because you have a driver's license does not mean that you're going to maintain your insurance, and that's the way the bill was marketed. You can come into this state and buy 1 month's worth of insurance and drop your insurance and just hope for the best.
But despite her skepticism, Wilson-Beffert hopes the Senate can come up with an acceptable bill.
Surely we should be able to come up with something that should satisfy both sides, and I hope that we can.
The governor's office is not saying who might carry a license repeal bill. The sponsor of the measure over the last 2 years was defeated in last month's election. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.